Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Tatiana Maligro, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka-Teka News. In this episode...
So marami na pong paraan para gawin ito. Kasi sabi rin naman yun, no? Ang sigurado lang dito, debt and taxes. So wala na mangyari talaga, magbabayad ka ng tax, no? Some people even ask, no? Ba't magbabayad ng tax? Hindi ko na maalam kung saan napupunta yan.
With the deadline for filing taxes fast approaching, we listen to the experiences of a tax consultant as he walks us through the process of filing and paying our taxes.
Who needs to file income tax? Maybe ito muna yung clarify natin. Who needs to file income tax? Pag Pilipino ka, living in the Philippines, income mo dito, income mo abroad, you have to file income tax. Yan yung number one requirement, no? Employee ka, pero dalawa yung employer mo for the taxable year, you also have to file an income tax kasi kailangan mo i-consolidate, eh. Yung for, six months ka sa isang trabaho, tapos after that, lumipad ka, 6 months ka na naman sa isang trabaho. So yung filing mo na income tax, you have to consolidate that.
That was Elmer Zabala, a certified public accountant and a tax consultant. It's not just the traditional employees that need to file these taxes. OFWs, business owners, and even those with side hustles will need to go through this process. So, where do you start? Elmer says your local regional district office or RDO of the Bureau of Internal Revenue can give you all the information you need regarding forms that need to be filled out for your particular case, whether you're a new business owner or a freelancer. Taxes can even be filed online.
Dalawa lang ang pagpipilian mo pag magpa-file ka ng income tax. So 1701, siya yung pinaka-simpleng form. 2 pages lang yung form na yan. Also, para to sa mga fixed, either business income ka lang or professional income. No? Hindi pwede dito yung mix. Pag mix ka, 1701 yung gagamitin mo. So dito, pwede mo pa rin piliin yung 8%. Pwede ka pa rin mag-optional standard deduction. Pero dito, pwede na yung itemized deduction. So, 4 pages yan. So, dito pwede mo nang i-itemize yung mga ginastos mo sa negosyo. No? Sa kabila kasi, optional standard deduction yun. So, 40% agad ng yung net sales. Yun na yung deduction. You don't have to provide any receipts na doon. Pero dito, syempre, kung mas malaki yung expenses mo, no, sa business, I would suggest 1701 ka para mas madetalye mo yung mga expenses mo.
And if you already have a job, Elmer says your company should be issuing you the BIR Form 2316. It basically certifies that they deducted a particular amount from your monthly salary as withholding tax.
So, pag okay na yan lahat, submit, online submission na yan. So, pag na-submit yan, BIR will send an email sa registered email mo dyan na na-receive na nila yung iyong filing. Ngayon, kung meron kang babayaran, you have to go to your online app, no? Union Bank, yan yung ginagamit ko. PayMaya, meron rin. Ngayon, kung gusto mo talaga pumunta sa banko, i-print mo yung form, di ba? From your EBIR form, i-print mo yan, i-attach mo yung email na yan ay na online submitted na, tapos punta ka sa banko na covered yung RDO mo. From there, pwede mo nang bayaran yung iyong income tax. Yun yung maganda kasi doon, na-stamp na rin yung paper. So, ibig sabihin, pag may naghanap, meron ka nang ipapakita na stamp na siya. Ganon kabilis ang ating filing ng ating income tax.
More tips on filing your taxes after this quick break.
Kasi sometimes yung iba, natatakot agad, ayoko, ang hirap, ang dami kong babayaran tax and everything. No, magkaiba yung filing at saka payment. Sometimes, no, di naman ganun kalaki yung kinikita mo, pero you're required to file an income tax. Doesn't mean na magbabayad ka ng income tax, no? Pero kailangan mag-file ka. Lalong-lalo na kung seryoso ka sa business na sinisimulan mo. Sa akin kasi pag seryoso ka, this is something that you're looking forward na maging replacement ng iyong primary income, no? Dati side income lang, ngayon siya yung gusto mong gawin. You have to do it right the first time. Kasi mahirap na kung kailan malakas na, saka mo palang ire-register, ang daming pwedeng ma-expose ka for penalties.
Again, that was CPA and tax consultant Elmer Zabala. He admits many see tax filing as a daunting and often costly process. Some may even choose not to register their businesses or other income streams with the BIR because they may find the process overwhelming. But Elmer thinks this will hurt your business or side gig in the long run.
Sometimes ito kasi yung ano, ito kasi yung nag-hold back sa mga negosyo to go to their next level, 'di ba? Syempre yun lang ang opisina lang nila yung kausap nila. E ngayon someone, a company ordered, no? Uy, gusto namin yung ubi pandesal mo, mag-order kami sa'yo. May OR ka ba? Patay na. Ay, wala akong OR. Paano yan? Ay, hindi kami nakikipag-transact pag walang OR eh. Kasi kailangan sa office eh. Kailangan may OR. Pwede ba ano lang? I-receive ko na lang? Ay, hindi pwede kasi may strict yung ano namin, audit. Marami rin ako natulungan, no? Nung nag-register sila, doon na. Parang the market opened for them. Kasi yung mga dating gusto nilang silbihan, ngayon they can go back. Uy, meron na pala akong OR. Can we do the transaction right now? Kaya sabi ko, kung seryoso ka sa side hustle na ginagawa mo, i-register mo na yan.
If you're an unregistered freelancer or business owner and you want to take part in a specific gig, you may be tempted to borrow the receipts of someone who's registered with the BIR. Elmer says this is why he recommends registering with the BIR, so that you'll have your own receipt. But if a gig comes up and you're still not registered, he says you'll have to make this clear with the person or entity you're transacting with.
Correct. If someone will lend you that receipt, no, you just have to be, you have to come through, no, sa transaction na yun. You have to come through na itong OR na to, dito to galing, and everything.
Anyone who is not qualified for substituted filing or having your employer file and pay taxes for you must do so by April 15. Elmer says this is different from the deadline of any amendments you may want to make to the original documents you submitted.
Ang concern lang natin dyan is pag na-audit ka. Pag na-audit ka, hindi ka na pwede mag-amend. Pero habang hindi pa dumadating yung time na na-audit ka, you can still amend. Ang challenge mo lang, no, pag yung amendment mo will result to additional tax payment from you, kailangan mo bayaran yung ano nun, yung interest nun. Kasi dapat binayad mo yan noong April 15, 2024. And nakita mo, in-amend mo, 2026 na, nung nakita mo yung problema.
Elmer makes another good point. He says filing and paying your taxes is not only a legal obligation, but it can even help open doors for you, your business, and your family. The financial document you receive at the end of the process doesn't just certify that you're earning a certain amount. It can also be used in several applications such as home loans, scholarship applications, and even visa applications for those traveling abroad.
Pag open ka lang minsan ng banko, normally they will ask for an ITR para ma-assess nila yung credit score mo, di ba? Or maybe maglo-loan ka, car loan, home loan, di ba? Normally they will ask for that ITR. So minsan sa school, di ba? Like for me, no, pag mag-apply ka ng scholarship and everything, tas titingnan nila yung capacity mo. So they will ask for income tax return. So yun din, maganda rin na meron ka na ready. Hindi yung kung kailan lang kailangan, saan mo lang ipiprepare, diba? So again, filing yun, no? Hindi pa necessary may binayaran ka dun agad eh. So I really recommend na file on a regular, file income tax.
And that was today's episode of Teka News. Again, I'm Tatiana Maligro. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. Our Teka News executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior editor is Veronica Uy. If you liked this episode, share it with a friend or two. And of course, don't forget to follow Teka News and Puma Podcast on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.